Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 100 for Wednesday, August 12th, 2015. Woohoo, it's episode 100. I'm actually not that worried about that. Not that big into it at all. It's been... Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, I mean, I actually started podcasting, not with Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, but... with another podcast in like November of 2004. We had like two or three episodes. It was a group of nerds and I, and didn't go off. But I think I actually started this podcast. And I'd have to go back and look. 2005 or 2006. It's been a long time. I've had a whole lot of, years long pod fading and not happening. But Dog Days Podcasting has done a great job of getting me back into doing this podcasting, and I'm really happy about that. So, it's episode 100, but more importantly, I'm in the Dog Days, and we're doing the Dog Days stuff. I missed one day at this point, but I'm going to throw it on the end, and we're all good. We're going. So, yay, things are good. Today is going to be another relatively short day just because I let things go and it's 10:48 as I'm doing this. And I don't have a whole lot of time to mess with things. So I'm going to pull the little notion that, hold on just one second. My Steam client really, really, really wants to restart. So I'm restarting it, updating my Steam client. Which is related to what I was going to talk about in general, and I don't know my Steam client name. Crap. Anyway, what I was going to talk about in general was Xbox Live and PlayStation Network identities. I am currently, I am very late. I'm a fairly big console. Oh. Ken Kennedy, that's my Steam thing. Okay, good. Just popped up and told me. Good. We solved this whole thing. I'm a pretty decent console player. I mean, I consider myself a hardcore casual gamer. I game a lot, but not like crazy hardcore people do. I am a casual gamer, even though I game a lot. I know people who are hardcore gamers, and I don't even live in the same world as those people do. It's completely weird and completely strange. It's completely fine, but I don't do the same thing they do. But, on the other hand, for example, right now I'm playing a lot of Destiny, the Bungie game, on the Xbox One. I decided on the Xbox One as my first current generation console choice. I only bought one about 2 months ago. I waited a year and a half, which is what I typically do. I like console games, but in general, the way console games works is there is a pretty severe penalty for being an early adopter on a console game. For the most part, most game like developers hang with the old console version for a pretty long time, for a year and a half or 2 years. In other words, when they're making new games, like Destiny, for example, Destiny is available on the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One, but it's also available on the PlayStation 3. I know for sure because I have a PlayStation 3 and it just offered it to me the other day. And I'm presuming on the Xbox 360, even though it is a console, it's a high level, very exciting game that arguably you'd want to just do on the new console. After a year or two, we finally get to the point where the new games start coming out only on the new version of the console. So when a game comes out, it's on the Xbox One and not on the Xbox 360, or it's on the X or the PlayStation 4 and not on the PlayStation 3. But we have literally I'm not saying this never happened. I'm not super careful with those sort of things, but for the most part, that's not happening yet. Even though we're a year and a half into these new consoles, it's really not happening yet. But I went ahead and bought a current generation console. I'm a decent console gamer. And I really like Destiny. I'm actually really enjoying it. And I play it on the Xbox One because I decided to buy an Xbox One basically during the E3 presentation by Xbox, because they said that they've made up over time, over the past year plus, they've made up for all the screw-ups they did at the original announcement about the Xbox One. Most of the stuff that they said that they were going to do that everyone was upset about, they fixed. And the final thing that they really nailed here in the E3 presentation back in June was they said that they are going to, by the end of this year, and in fact, you can already do it if you're in the Xbox One beta thing, which I'm not bothering to be in because I don't want to screw around my Xbox One. But they're going to let you use Xbox 360 games on an Xbox One, which is a huge deal. So all of a sudden, all these games, and I don't have a huge, I play a lot of console games. When I say a lot, I have 20, 25 games. I know people who have 100 games for their Xbox 360, which is very different, but I have 20 or 25 games. I have games that I really like. I like the original Borderlands. I like the original BioShock. I like, you know, there are games that I really like. And those games are all going to be available within the next few months on the Xbox One, because there's going to be a backwards compatibility with Xbox 360. And that kind of tipped me over the edge. I've been waiting for a long time to determine which next generation game platform I was going to get first. I'll probably end up getting them both eventually. But I got the Xbox One first. That's what I have now, and I'm playing the heck out of Destiny on it, which is a game I really like. And so I'm way too far into this because I'm really trying to my intention, because I'm not trying, it's not working. My intention is to get my Dog Days of Podcasting recordings into the 5 minutes-ish range rather than 10 minutes-ish range, but it's not working so far. But one of the things I was trying to point out here was, so on Xbox Live, my handle is Kenzoid. If you play on Xbox Live and you want to be friends, that's my name. And send me a message. Let me know that you're a Dog Days person, and I would love to be friends with you. It'd be cool. On PlayStation Network, which I also have an account on because I have a PlayStation 3. I bought both of the last generation consoles several years after they were readily available, but I eventually catch up with them. And I'll eventually have a PlayStation 4, which I don't have yet. On PlayStation 4, on PlayStation 3, on PlayStation Network, in general, my player account is Kennedy KD, K-E-N-N-E-D-Y KD. I'll put both of those in the show notes. And so you can friend me on that if you want to. So, since we're, if you're a gamer and you're gaming on these consoles, that'd be cool. And once you connect with me, you can also connect with Charlotte, my wife. She's one of my, I don't have a huge amount of friends on either of these networks is mainly me and my wife and, you know, various people that we actually know in person and face wise. So they're either related to us or are very, very close personal friends. So I don't have a huge friends network, but I would love, you know, to like people that are friendly. That would be fun to have somebody in our social network on either Xbox Live or PlayStation Network. So that's the name of both of them, and I'll make sure that both of those connections are in the show notes. So that's it for Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone this evening. It's kenzoid.com. I'll put as many of my connections as I can in the show notes. It's mainly Kenzoid or Ken Kennedy, wherever you are. It's Kenzoid, for example, on Twitter. And the show is Creative Commons License Attribution Share Alike version 3.0, non-ported. And have a good evening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya. Bye.